The TMA Morning Show with Charlie James.
It's 11 minutes past 7 o'clock on the Big Talker 1250 WTMA, WTMA.com. Yesterday, President Trump held a rally in West Virginia when this happened.
Tomorrow, I will be changing my registration to Republican.
Yep, West Virginia Governor Jim Justice, a Democrat, has announced that he is flipping to the GOP. Did it last night at a rally, said he's going to register today as a Republican. Trump took 68% of the vote in West Virginia in the election, beating Hillary by 41 points. Justice had a few things to say about his parents. I thought this was pretty funny.
My mom and dad were staunch lovers of Ronald Reagan, staunch Republicans. My mom and dad are no question in my mind in heaven right now, and they're both saying the same thing, but my mom is saying it more profoundly, and that is she's saying, Jimmy, it's about damn time you came to your senses.
So there you go. So with that, the GOP holds this is pretty much a record as far as governorships are concerned here in the United States, holding a pretty good majority there. 26 states have Republican governors right now, and that's a good thing, I do believe. Good for Governor Justice as he becomes now a member of the GOP. And I'm not a big fan of Gutfeld on the Five. I'm not a big fan of the Five anyway. For some reason, I don't like that show. But anyway, he had something interesting to say last night. I got to give him all the credit. This was the easiest election that the GOP has ever won. They didn't have to spend a dime to flip this governor in West Virginia to the GOP. They didn't have to oust anybody. Nobody got booted. They didn't have to run any campaigns. They didn't have to knock on any doors. It just took the decision because of the amazing work ethic. And when I say work ethic, maybe that's not the right word. The amazing philosophy that the president has as far as the average working class American is concerned. The working class American, that is who voted for President Trump. Now, we are seeing, of course, this better deal that the Democrats have rolled out, and they put a little bit of a plan out to the public a couple of days ago. But basically, they're following along with the Trump philosophy. All of the things that President Trump won on, now the Democrats are going in and say, hey, us too. Yeah, that's what we like too. Yeah, we're all for that. So it's amazing to see Schumer and this better deal that they're trying to roll out. So there you go. All right, coming up next, it is tax-free weekend. We'll tell you what is tax-free and some of the things that are not. Some of the things might surprise you that are on the list, as they do every year. Also at 8:10 this morning, we're going to be giving away tickets to join us in one of those luxury suites out there at the Joe tomorrow night as the River Dogs take on the Greenville Drive. And we always have a lot of fun there. We're going to have food, drinks. It's just going to be a great time. It always is. And we'll have those tickets for you coming up 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
It's Charlie James on 1250 WTMA.
Tax-free weekend started last night at 12:01. You'll be able to buy certain items with no sales tax here in South Carolina as everybody's getting ready to go back to school. Now, they always put out this list. You can go to DOR, that stands for Department of Revenue, dor.sc.gov, and you can print out this list. And I think they have them, like if you go to Walmart, some of the other stores like that, they actually have the list printed out of things that that you can buy tax-free. And, of course, the associates there will always help you. But some things here that you can buy tax-free this weekend: adult diapers. You can get those. Those are tax-free. Aprons, baby bibs, baby clothes, diapers for babies. Let's see, bath rugs and bath mats. Bathing suits are tax-deductible this weekend. Bobby pins, because you never can have too many of those. You can get those tax-free. You can get a bonnet. When's the last time you got a bonnet? I mean, really. When's the last time you went bonnet shopping? I think we need to do more bonnet shopping here in Charleston. Bow ties, thank goodness, are tax-free this weekend, as well are bras, coats, capes, and wraps. John, perfect chance for you to go get your cape. Yeah, you know you've been wanting one. Now you can get one tax-free. Just in case you need some corset laces for your corset, you can get those tax-free this weekend. And while you're at it, you can pick yourself up a corset, which is also tax-free, along with your garter belt and your stockings and your lingerie. You can get lingerie tax-free. I thought this was for going back to school. I really did. I didn't know they had. What class are you taking where lingerie might be something? Welcome to Lingerie 101. Thank you. I'm your professor, Professor Perv. So there are some things that are not tax-exempt this weekend. Now, you can get a book bag, like a backpack for your books, but a briefcase is not tax-deductible. Cookware is not tax-deductible. Digital cameras, I thought maybe those would have been tax-deductible because certain people take, you know, some people take photography in school, and they can certainly benefit from that. Eyewear, footwear that is not rented. Other than bowling shoes, what footwear do you really rent? I don't know. Wrapping paper, formal clothing that is rented is not tax-free. Golf clubs, doggone it. I was going to add my eye on a new set of TaylorMade's this weekend. Key cases, mattresses, mitts are not tax-deductible. However, mittens are. So if you're playing baseball or softball, and you need yourself a mitt for sports, those are not tax deductible. So there you go. Oh, now see, I don't understand that. This is kind of weird. So a baseball fielder's glove is not tax free. Hockey mitts are not tax free. However, batting gloves, bicycle gloves, golf gloves, garden gloves, golf, ski, tennis, and work gloves are exempt. I don't understand how they come up with some of this, but that's what happens when the old government gets involved in some of this stuff. So a lot of things are not. But anyway, go to dor.sc.gov, and you'll be able to print out the entire list of all the things that are tax exempt this weekend. Now, this is always a big weekend for us here in South Carolina, because a lot of people are out there getting ready, like I said, getting ready for school. And that's what it was supposed to be about. But it's gone into bigger things because politicians got involved.
Charlie, the list of tax-free items and the ones that aren't is now up at our Facebook page.
Oh, there you go. You can check that out at our Facebook page at WTMA. So there you go. All right, 556-1250 is the number to be on the program this morning. That's 556-1250. Coming up next break, we're going to be talking more about this grand jury that has been impaneled by Robert Mueller and what it actually means and what are they actually looking for. I don't even know if they know right now. At least if they know, they're not telling us. And if that's the case, it's been the only thing that hasn't been leaked out of Washington, D.C. so far this year, because everything else seems to be making the headlines. And is it really against the law to hunt for shark's teeth? That's kind of iffy, but we'll explain that to you coming up on the Big Talker 1250 WTMA. And don't forget, at 8:10 this morning, we are going to be giving away more passes to join us for Sweet Night with the River Dogs.
The TMA Morning Show with Charlie James.
Virginia Senator Mark Warner has called the leaks of President Trump's private conversations with world leaders disgraceful, and I certainly agree with him. He is a top Democrat senator. He said this yesterday. He said, a president of the United States, a governor would tell us they've got to be able to have confidential conversations, and I think it was disgraceful that those came out. He's a top-ranking Democrat in the Senate Intelligence Committee. He said whether that intel or judicial committees looking into it, somebody ought to. He said this yesterday, as I said. Now, the Washington Post yesterday leaked classified transcripts of President Trump's private conversations with the leader of Mexico and Australia. Now, these were phone calls that took place shortly after the president's inauguration, and they were leaked to the Post. So now let me ask you this. I mean, thank you very much, Washington Post, for leaking classified information or publishing classified information. So what world leader now has any confidence in the United States that their conversations are going to be private? Which world leader out there has confidence in the United States? Well, it's people like whoever is leaking this information. It's people like that who are really doing everything they can to undermine not only this presidency, but also our democracy. And these things have to stop. So what's H.R. McMaster doing about it? Where are the indictments? Where are the FBI agents showing up and taking people away in handcuffs? That's the perp walk we need to see. We need to see someone being led out of the White House in handcuffs for leaking classified information. If this were under the Obama administration, they would certainly be doing. They would absolutely. Could you imagine the press leaking classified phone conversations between Barack Obama and, let's say, I don't know, the president of Mexico? Could you imagine that happening? Of course not, because they just wouldn't do it. But yet, the Washington Post, more than willing to go along with whoever these leakers are and doing everything they can to undermine this presidency. That's what we're facing right now. And the president, first of all, he's got to get rid of H.R. McMaster. Anybody that would continue to give Susan Rice top secret security clearance after she was, McMaster doesn't think that she did anything wrong by unmasking people, although obviously to any reasonable thinking American, she did do something wrong. So he needs to get rid of McMaster quick. And if, you know, people say, well, how do you think the Trump presidency is going, Charlie? I say the president has made some huge mistakes in this presidency. And the vast majority of those mistakes is trusting people. I read something, a little piece of life advice, and it said, trust no one, depend on no one, and beg no one. Those are three things that you should never do. And he has trusted people that shouldn't have been trusted. So I think somebody, if you want to really point to some of the big failures of this administration in the past 7 months that he's been in office, then you really need to look at the people that he has surrounded himself by. They are not loyal to the president. And some folks need to go to jail. Like I said, we need to see the FBI parading people right out the front door of the White House, putting them in a big black SUV and taking their butts off to jail. That's what we need to see. Will we see that? Nah, I doubt it. It's coming up at 8:10 this morning. We're going to be giving away more tickets to Sweet Night with the River Dogs. You don't want to miss out on that. Again, that's coming up at 8:10 this morning. WTMA!
Now, here's more of the TMA Morning Show with Charlie James.
Charlie at WTMA.com is my email address. That's Charlie at WTMA.com. If you want to send me an email like Scott did this morning, a few minutes ago, I read just a few of the things that were exempt this weekend for tax-free weekend. And one of Scott wrote, glad to know garters and such are tax exempt because I'm getting ready to start pole dancing school. Scott, congratulations on the new career. We appreciate you sending us that letter. And let us know when you get that job at the strip club to do your pole dancing. We'll show up with our $2 bills and tip you handsomely, I guess. I have no idea, but I heard maybe some of you guys could verify this, but at these clubs, gentlemen's clubs, I always love that, gentlemen's clubs, than when you buy a drink at a gentleman's club, because Lord knows you don't want to put it on your credit card, right? Because you don't want somebody finding that receipt. They give you your change back in $2 bills so to, that you can tip the dancers. So there you go. I had my my credit card company call me. This was years ago. And my credit card company called me and they said, Charlie, we noticed an unusual charge on your card. And we just want to make sure everything is on the up and up here. And I was like, wow, thank you very much for calling me and letting me know this. And the lady said, it was for a place called Lulu's. And I thought, Lulu's? I have never, no. And you know, if you get a charge from a place called Lulu's, what's the first thing that goes through your mind? Some kind of a strip club, right? And I was thinking about it and thinking about it. And it dawned on me. In Augusta, where this took place, there was a place called Lulu's Car Wash. And I had been there. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah. And I was like, no, that's a car wash. And she was like, okay. Sure it was. Man, I haven't been one of those places since, gosh, I guess college. I guess it's been a long, long time. So congratulations, Scott, on your pole dancing career. We hope that really goes well for you. Charlie at WTMA.com is how you get in touch with me. I'm also on Facebook and on Twitter. And on, I believe I have an Instagram. Yeah, I've got an Instagram account. And I think I have a Snapchat account out there somewhere, although I have never, ever used it.
The TMA Morning Show with Charlie James.
It's 11 minutes past 8 o'clock on the Big Talker 1250 WTMA, WTMA.com. Coming up, more on the Mueller grand jury. We'll talk about that. But right now, we're giving away two tickets to join us at WTMA Sweet Night at the Joe. That's coming up tomorrow night as the River Dogs take on the Greenville Drive. I will take caller number 12 right now at 556-1250. That's 556-1250. You will be the winner of those tickets, and these are the last ones we're going to be giving away. So good luck to you. Now, again, that's 556-1250 as we enjoy the game tomorrow night in air-conditioned luxury comfort there in those fantastic suites that they have out at the Joe. And it's basically everything night. They're going to have Duke the Bush's baked beans dog there. My wife has said that she definitely wants to pet Duke. And they're also going to have basically everything night. They're going to be combining all of the promotions that they've done so far this year into one giant night. It's going to be great. And some of those jerseys are going to be unbelievable, too. Let's see. Let's go to caller number 12 right now and say good morning. Who is this?
This is Scott Guthard. How are you?
Scott, how are you, buddy? Congratulations. You just picked yourself up two tickets to join us tomorrow night for WTMA Sweet Night at the Joe. How about that?
All right, fantastic. 3 years in a row for me.
Oh, good for you. Well, we can't wait to see you tomorrow night, so it's going to be a fantastic time. Going to put you on hold, and John Quincy is going to get some information from you. 556-1250 is the number. Let's talk to Malcolm out in Somerville. Malcolm, how are you?
I'm just fine, Mr.
Well, good,
James.
Good. I'm glad to hear that,
Listen,
Malcolm.
I would think that even you would have enough by now.
Of what?
Well, it's this so-called president. I mean, this guy is a joke.
And how is that? All right, you have made your point. Now, back it up.
Well, back it up. He gets on. It's how he talks to world leaders. He talks to the world.
Okay, so that. Wait a minute. That is more important to you than the fact that it was leaked?
Whether it was leaked or not, we know.
Whether it was leaked or not.
Listen, Mr. James. Mm-hmm. Forget about
the fact that classified conversations that the president of the United States is having with world leaders are being leaked to the press. You want us to just forget about that, Malcolm?
This guy gets on it and he's saying world leaders, they're laughing at him. He admits that he's a weak, that he's a dope.
Mm.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
He's had enough of this.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think that even Republicans, listen, his supporters don't even call up on WTMA anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I see it all the time. I make a call, and man, they come on and blah, blah, blah. I don't hear any supporters of Donald Trump coming on WTMA.
All right.
You get no exercise and flumps about it, but nobody else. And then that's the end of the conversation. This guy is a joke, and he's putting this country in danger.
No. Let me tell you who's putting the country at danger, Malcolm. It is the people that are leaking top secret classified information where the president of the United States can't even have a conversation with a world leader without it being leaked to the press. So how many world leaders do you think are really going to want to call up the White House now?
Because he's a joke.
Okay, he's a joke. There you go. All right, Malcolm, thank you very much. You have a great weekend. So Malcolm says that you guys don't support the president anymore. Malcolm says that you guys are bailing on President Trump. Is that true or is it not? 556-1250 is the number. That's 556-1250. Now we're here. Even this grand jury that has been seated by Robert Mueller. Did you know that was supposed to be done in secret? That was supposed to be done in private and not leaked to the media? But yet it was. Hazel is on John's Island. How are you, Hazel?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to tell Malcolm to get the heck off the radio. He makes me sick.
So you are a fan of President Trump and you support him.
Trump. I used to work for Trump.
Yeah.
And I'm sick and tired of people talking about him.
Absolutely. I wish they would just let the man do his job.
If they would just leave him alone, he can make this country great again.
Right.
But every time I hear that Malcolm, I want to punch him out.
I'm sure a lot of folks are right there in the same boat with you, Hazel. Give us a call. 556-1250 is the number. Do you still support President Trump, or do you believe like Malcolm believes? A lot of people are jumping off the Trump train.
It's Charlie James on 1250 WTMA.
556-1250 is the number to be on the program. We got several people that want to respond to Malcolm. We'll go to Stephanie in Ladson. Stephanie, what do you have to say to Malcolm?
Well, I just want him to know that the people are laughing at him, not at my President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And every day he wakes up, no matter what he says, he's still his president as well.
That's right.
And if he doesn't like it here and he complains so much, leave the country.
Yeah, there's a lot of places you can go. There's a lot of places that have the type of government that a lot of Democrats and liberals want. There's a lot of places out there that they can go. I mean, it would be best if they would...
You think you can find someplace better than here, then by means all go, you know. But he's clueless. He is just clueless. And you know how the old story goes. Anybody who didn't vote for President Trump, raise your hand. Now slap yourself in the face.
There you go. Thank you very much. Jim is in North Charleston. Jim, what do you have to say to Malcolm this morning?
Okay, Charlie.
Yeah.
First of all, good morning, and hope he doesn't get you down.
No, not at all. Not at all.
First of all, a short history of Malcolm. He's been calling since Dan Moon. He'll call in, and he'll say something like, remember Bush 41?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Desert Storm. He said one time, I heard him call in. This is years and years, years after after Reagan.
Mm.
He said that he's... supported Bush 41, and then a caller right after him said, no, Malcolm lied because he just downplayed and downplayed. Malcolm lies, and here's the thing.
Well, let's kind of keep it to your response to Malcolm. Malcolm said that people are not supporting the president anymore. What do you think about that comment?
I support him, but here's the difference between me and a Malcolm tent.
Mm-hmm.
Malcolm tent, like Malcolm, they're all for their candidate. No matter what they do,
right,
they will excuse them for something. They'll attack a Republican or a Libertarian or whoever. And yes, Trump can be a bit caustic, can be a bit of a curmudgeon.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have that than corruption any day of the week.
Yeah.
And Clinton 1, Clinton 2, corrupt to the core. And we had a president with Obama who did not love the USA. He loved the USSAS. That's the Union of Subject Socialist American States, which is what he wanted to fundamentally change us into.
Right, yeah.
And I want a president who is competent, and I don't think Clinton...
No, absolutely not. I mean, look at her campaign. I mean, any candidate that would... forget the fact that they leaked... debate questions to her. She accepted them. She accepted these questions, and that to me just shows exactly, you know, what kind of a quality person she was. We appreciate you calling in. Kevin is in North Charleston. What do you think, Kevin?
Well, unlike most of the callers, I want you to have Malcolm on every chance you get, because the more he opens his mouth, his ignorance provides so much entertainment for so many of us out here, and we just love it.
It's amazing that Malcolm is completely okay with the fact that not only they are leaking private conversations that the president had in the White House, they're also leaking this information from the grand jury. Now, if a leak comes from a grand jury and a special prosecutor, that's illegal, and people need to go to jail.
The other thing is, he also stated that Trump is a joke, and people laugh at Trump. Trump is weak. I can't think of any weaker president that got laughed at around the world for the last 8 years than Obama, his hero.
Yeah, it was absolutely horrible. Now, you remember the G20 summit where the president was just mobbed by world leaders. Everybody wanted to have their picture taken with him. Everybody wanted to stand by. I mean, heck, Macron from France, he jumped out of his place in line and stood beside the president of the United States for that picture. So yeah, I don't think he's...
They ran away from Obama. They didn't even want to shake his hand. They didn't have any respect for him.
Right. And because of Obama, we lost a lot of respect on the world stage. Randy is in Ladson. What do you think, Randy? Respond to Malcolm this morning.
Poor old Malcolm. He's so put upon. But anyway, he's like most Democrats. Their heads are now in the sand. Mm-hmm. They have absolutely no clue on what to do. They've lost control, and Malcolm, in his self-induced fantasy land, ignores all wrongs done by his people, and I'm speaking of Democrats.
The Democrats,
obviously.
Right.
And I'm like the guy a couple of callers ago, He's simply entertaining at this point. He's harmless, I presume.
Right.
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, I think he's harmless, but
he's absolutely entertaining.
Absolutely.
He truly is. And he keeps us on the pulse of the liberal loop.
Of the thought process that's going on. Randy, I appreciate you calling in. And that's the thought process that's going on out there in the country right now with a lot of these Democrats. They don't care. Charles Krauthammer said something on Tucker last night I thought was really insightful. He's just a brilliant guy. He said that we are the most stable democracy in the world. And what you're seeing right now with people not only on the Democrat side, also on the Republican side, that are trying to overthrow this president, this duly elected president of the United States. They're trying to undermine his authority, especially. And it's not just, remember this, just because President Trump is the president, he is still the executive branch of the government. And they are trying to undermine the executive branch of the government by taking away his duly given constitutional powers. That is a very slippery slope. Because remember, what can be done to President Trump can be done to President whomever, Chelsea Clinton, God forbid. So if you guys think that if anything happens to this president, if he is impeached, if he resigns because of these investigations and all of these leaks that are coming out of Washington, I will guarantee you people are going to turn out in the streets in numbers like you have never seen before in protest. And I would not mind if the members of the GOP do not start standing behind this president and the executive branch of government. Every single one of them needs to be voted out of office. Every single one of them. And it'll be your fault. And we, the people, need to start a third party and make sure that happens.
1250 WTMA, the TMA Morning Show with Charlie James.
Good morning, it's 8:40, 20 minutes until 9 o'clock on the Big Talker, 1250 WTMA, WTMA.com. We got some rain outside. Please don't forget to download your WTMA Hurricane Preparedness Guide at WTMA.com. It's absolutely free. Got a lot of life-saving information in there for you. It's brought to you by Property Casualty Insurers Association of America, Jeff Cook Real Estate in East Bay, Delhi. So get your hurricane guide right now at WTMA.com. 556-1250 is the number to be on the program this morning. That's 556-1250. We'd love to have you on. Of course, there's a story that we're going to talk about in just a second that you are not going to hear. I will guarantee you, you're not going to see these headlines today. You're not going to see them on CNN or any of the mainstream media today. So let's go to Steve in Hanahan. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Well, pretty good. Listen, let's go back to something about Malcolm and a big problem we got in the country. And one of the biggest problems we got right now is, you know, I'm an independent, Republican-leaning, conservative independent. But okay, let me tell you, Republicans need to get together and stick together. One thing about the Democrats, and we've talked about it before, they stick together like duct tape on top of superglue. Doesn't matter how bad somebody performs. Doesn't matter what the issue is. Let's go back. Hey, Malcolm, I hope you're listening. Let's just recall. We had Barack Obama, who was a community activist in Chicago, who actually took action that contributed to the 2008-2009 housing debacle.
Yeah.
He supported a preacher that asked God to condemn the United States of America.
Right, yeah.
Let's see, how about an open-door immigration policy to let any and everybody in without much vetting at all?
Mm-hmm.
A man who wouldn't even like to use the word radical Islam, and we know there's a radical element there.
Yeah, the guy that started his presidential run in the living room of Roger, what was the guy's name? Ayers, Roger Ayers,
the corn guy.
Yeah,
right.
Well, I mean, he was a terrorist.
Yeah, and then of course we've had a weakened military,
Bill Ayers,
which has contributed to the rise of ISIS. And one of the first things he did as a president, a very noble act of apologizing to other countries around the world.
Right.
And then of course he's responsible for the failed insurance program called Obamacare, which created the individual mandate of forcing free American citizens to buy something at a local level, which is basically tyranny. And maybe one of the worst things he did, Malcolm, is that he actually seems to have promoted and contributed to racial division by always
absolutely
sticking his nose into local police matters and things
right,
like that.
Right, right.
But you know what? Not one Democrat will stand up.
No, of course not.
And back up one of these facts.
No, they won't.
Nope. Everything he did was fine. Now, Republicans will stand up and say, listen, I'll stand up and say, listen, I don't agree with everything Trump says, But you gotta get.
Yeah, Steve, I appreciate you calling in, but it's like your football team. It's like your favorite football team. I love the University of Georgia. I love my Bulldogs. Absolutely. Do I agree with everything that Kirby Smart does? No, absolutely not. I don't. Did I agree with everything that Coach Mark Richt did? No, I did not. Did I agree with everything that Vince Dooley did? No, not at all. But that was still my team, and I was going to support them. That's the way these people need to be more with the Republican Party. Now, here is that story that you're not going to hear today. You're not going to hear this today. They're going to try to bury this as much as possible. The Obama administration, this is according to an inspector general's report that came out yesterday. This report came out yesterday. The Obama administration misled Americans into thinking that signing up for Obamacare would be cheaper than it really was. Again, that according to the Inspector General's report yesterday, it said that the IRS dramatically understated the actual cost of enrolling. IRS officials sent the letters to try to prod Americans to comply with the 2010 health law's individual mandate that penalizes the Americans for not holding coverage. But as a part of the letters, the IRS said that most people could find plans for $75 or month or less once government subsidies were figured out. Anybody out there got a $75 a month policy? Do you have a? No. No, that was untrue. In fact, the average cost was more than twice that at $168 a month. This is the Treasury Inspector General for tax administration said many of the nearly 7.5 million taxpayers who got that letter and seek insurance may feel misled if the actual cost of their insurance is much higher than $75 a month, as was detailed in their notification letter. The IRS said it was on. That's not us. We didn't do it. Of course, we're the IRS. They said they were only using numbers provided by the Department of Health and Human Services and verified by the Treasury Department. They said that the $75 figure was true for some taxpayers. I would like you to find me somebody out there today that has a $75 a month health plan. Find them. And right after you find that person, look to their left and you'll find Bigfoot.
WTMA. Now, the TMA Morning Show continues with Charlie James.
It's 9 minutes until 9 o'clock, as this morning just goes flying by. 556-1250 is the number to be on the program this morning. A couple of months ago out of Boeing, you remember this. You remember the big test flight of the 787 Dreamliner? You remember that? Well, first of all, you remember when they rolled it out? President Trump was here, and it was just so great. I was there in the audience, Sheila and I, and, you know, a couple of other people were there. I think there were about 3,000 people there at Boeing. And they opened up. This was such a cool moment. They opened up the big hangar doors there at Boeing. And the first thing you saw when they opened up was Air Force One, that big Boeing 747, just a beautiful, beautiful plane. And as the doors kept opening up very dramatically, then you started to see that Dreamliner Dash 10. It was a spectacular moment. This thing is absolutely beautiful. So they've done some. They did the test flight out there at Boeing, and it was a big success. And everybody was out there, and they were watching that. Well, the 787 got a new engine, and they were testing this new engine that they were putting on this this plane, and it was pretty cool because they decided to get a little creative with their flight patterns as they left their Seattle plant up there. So they flew this pattern in the shape of a Boeing 787, and they were able to track it on, there are people that do that, flightaware.com and other media outlets were showing the flight pattern of this Boeing 787, and there it is. It looks like a 787. You can check it out. I put it up on the Twitter page at with WTMA.com. It is really, really cool to see. I mean, the thing is 22 states, and 18 hours and 16,000 miles it flew to get this done. It was very cool. I like that. John is out on James Island. How are you, John?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I wanted to comment about Malcolm's comment.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Malcolm, and let me just remind people what Malcolm said a few minutes ago. He said that Trump supporters weren't calling in anymore because they are all jumping off the Trump train. That was Malcolm's quote.
That's couldn't be further from the truth. I've always heard that you are judged by the company you keep.
Mm-hmm.
And our president now has had a Bible study going on in the White House every week,
mm-hmm.
with evangelists and
right.
Christian ministers.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Obama had Jay-Z,
right.
Beyonce,
Al yeah.
Sharpton,
yeah.
Muslim Brotherhood,
Black Lives Matter,
right? And we all walk together in this world. And another thing that I've always heard is the devil is alive and well,
mm.
and he walks amongst us. So I mean, that's all you can say is that some choose to walk with the dark, and others choose to walk with the light.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how even that little prayer, I think you remember the picture that was taken with the ministers who were laying hands on President Trump, I think
right.
it was a couple of weeks ago. Well, there was a big uproar about that.
Well, they'd like to condemn him because they condemn the Christian faith, and they condemn everything that makes America great.
Right.
And that's the problem. One quick comment.
Yeah.
Look forward to coming to the Black Fedora.
Oh, yeah.
We went by the other night and talked to one of the principals there on the street corner.
Yeah, Daryl.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we look forward to it. This rainy weekend, if you're performing, we'll have to go see if we can't find a seat in there.
Well, I am going to be there tonight performing at the Black Fedora. That'll be tonight. Tomorrow night, we'll be out at the ball field with the River Dogs, but I will definitely be there tonight. John, please come by and see me at the Black Fedora. It's always a wonderful time. I mean, hey, how many times do you get to see me in a dress? Tonight's your chance. And I got the legs for it, I'll tell you that. I'm not bragging, but I got the legs for it, y'all. So, 556-1250 is the number to be on the program this morning. That's 556-1250. We are the number one city in North America, according to Travel and Leisure. We're the number two city in the world. So a lot of people coming here for weddings. And, John Quincy, he DJs a lot of weddings and things like that. And a lot of brides around. But whenever you go to the reception there at a wedding, you always hear certain songs played. Well, they did a study. They recently talked to a bunch of wedding DJs and came up with the top 10 songs that people hate at their weddings. The ones that people hate. So, John, see if you... I don't think this is true. For some reason, I just am not going to agree with this. The Isley Brothers, Shout.
Oh, no. People love that.
They love
here.
That, don't they?
Because of the beach music connection.
Right, that's right. Happy by Pharrell Williams.
Oh, that's a winner.
They love that.
Yeah.
The Wobble.
Oh, yeah.
They go crazy. The Hokey Pokey.
That's kind of hit or miss.
Kinda, yeah,
if
iffy.
There's a lot of kids there, like young children, the Hokey Pokey usually successful. But
that's right.
Otherwise, I wouldn't play it for a group of adults unless I got a request.
The Electric Slide.
You know.
Have you noticed that waning?
It's hit or miss. I have two kinds of brides that book me. They say, the ones that say, please play the Electric Slide, and the others that say, please don't play the Electric Slide.
So we'll go with that.
They say, I've been to everybody else's wedding, and they play the Electric Slide. I just don't want to have that at my wedding.
Oh, okay. All right. What about the Village People, YMCA?
I don't get any requests not to play that.
Okay. The Cupid Shuffle.
Oh, that's a big success.
Everybody loves that. The Macarena.
That's on the way out.
On the way out. What about the Cha-Cha Slide?
Big success.
And here is the number one song that brides do not want played at their wedding. The number one song that brides don't want played at their wedding, and this is it. Yeah.
The Chicken Dance.
The Chicken Dance. That's right. Yeah, they surveyed a lot of wedding DJs to find out the songs that people don't want played at their wedding, and this is the number one song where they say, no, we do not want the Chicken Dance played at our wedding. I don't know. I kind of think, I think it's one of the few dances I actually know. But you just, there's not a whole lot to it, I guess.
Well, I think line dancing has a bad rap.
Yeah.
Because, when you're planning your wedding, you're saying, oh, no, I don't want to have line dancing at my wedding. But don't you want to have your guests have a good time?
Yeah.
And a lot of people come with their husbands or boyfriends who do not want to dance.
Right.
Unless it's a slow song, and good luck getting them on the dance floor for that.
Yeah,
but,
exactly right.
The line dances gives a chance for all the cousins and aunts and mothers and stuff to
get up
there and
dance. Dance with everybody. But here's just my little piece of advice. Guys, if you want to make your bride happy, learn how to dance.
Oh,
it doesn't have to be good. Just dance.
Charlie James in the morning. Stimulating talk all day. WTN.